Hello, this is Michelle Moreland, the Geeky Diva with the Variety Radio Online. Today I'm excited to talk about a new movie coming out in June called Cast of 5 Mile Cave. It's a Western. How exciting. And today I have with me Jill Wagner. Welcome, Jill.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How's your day going?
It's amazing. It's sunny in Tennessee, so there's not a lot to complain about.
No, I'm in Georgia, so, you know, the South. We're amazing.
Yeah, it's a little hot, though, right?
It is. And my air conditioner went out last night. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm calling repairman.
Oh,
so, yeah,
no!
It's like, great. So I was really excited to see Cast of 5 Mile Cave because the exciting thing is I feel like as we keep going, you know, into our new futures, that we're, you know, we forget about our past and how things were. And a great Western's always nice to see, plus a family-oriented one. So tell us a little bit about your character, Susan, first of all, or a little bit about the movie and Susan.
Well, the movie's just this great, it's just one of those films that take you back kind of to, I don't know if you used to watch old Westerns. I did. I loved it. They were kind of always playing in my house. And this movie just takes you back to that time period. And it just, it's just a really good, wholesome story. My character, Susan, she's a single mom. And it's back in the 1920s. And she's having a struggle because she's about to lose her farm. So, and it's about a visitor that kind of wanders onto their farm, and it's really interesting kind of what happens after this visitor gets to the farm and how he helps her in more than one way.
Right, right. So, What really drew you to this script? You know, I guess part of it is, like you said, I grew up also in Westerns, and, you know, so I'm sure that kind of was nice. But anything else that kind of drew you as a person to this script in this role?
Yeah, I mean, I liked the simplicity of it. I liked that it was a wholesome film. I liked it was something that I could show my 9-year-old stepdaughter, and I don't have to worry about covering her eyes or curse words or anything like that. And that's nice because you don't see that a lot nowadays. And I loved, me in particular, I loved that it was a period piece because I'd never done a period piece. And it was exciting. The character, Susan, she's strong and she's just a woman that I would idolize and someone that I would, you know, I would want on my team. So it was just a strong female role. And anytime that I get to play that is good. So,
yeah.
That's some of the things that drew me to it.
Now, location. Was it all shot in Arizona?
No. Our part actually was shot outside of Atlanta, Georgia, in a small little town. I really, really wanted to go to Arizona because I know that's more historical with the Westerns, but unfortunately ours, it wasn't written like that. So, but yeah, it was still beautiful where we shot.
Yeah. I mean, I just finished up a movie just about 4 days ago here in Georgia, and Georgia is it's got a great filming locations. They've got the mountains, the trees, the green, and then South Georgia has, you know, nothing. So Georgia does have a little bit of all of it. So you still got a good Western feel, I think.
Absolutely.
So little Tommy, I think his name's Jet. What was it like working with him? Because let me tell you, across screen, he genuinely seemed like a little character. I mean, he did such a great job. I just wanted to pinch his cheeks, and I was like, he was so adorable, but he was funny, and he seems like he was like that. Maybe is he like that in real life? Like, how is it we're working with him? He seems really fun.
Yeah, Jet is one of those kids where I believe we should all keep our eyes on him because I think he's going to be a massive, massive star. He can sing, he can act. I don't know about dancing. I didn't really ask him if he could dance, but he is just incredible. incredibly talented, and he's got an old soul, and he really understands the meaning behind the words that he's saying, and he gives it more depth, and he just, like, I was honored that I got to play his mother, because anytime that I would watch him act, like, I would almost get lost in his acting. When I was, when it was time for me to talk, I was always like, oh yeah, I have to say something now. But he's just really, really so fun to watch. And he is a lot like his character. He's just really just a good, you know, wholesome kid who is just full of energy. And he's got this wide-eyed excitement. And Jet, as a person, has a lot of those qualities. You know, he's a really, really good kid.
Yeah, no, I think it really shows. I think his acting ability, plus just his, he just bubbled through the screen. I mean, I just really enjoyed watching him. So, so I knew as a person on set, you had to enjoy that also. Was there any challenges filming the Western? You know, from the location to the feel of it, anything that was a little bit difficult to get done through this movie?
Yeah, the challenge for me personally was the dialect of that time period. To go back in the 20s and in a rural area, there was a certain dialect that you had to capture, and it was a cadence as well. So that was a little bit nerve-wracking for me, because I didn't want to come off sounding completely wrong and just sounding like an idiot who was trying to do this really bad accent. but yeah, I mean, so I think that to me was the biggest challenge. Being on a farm is not a challenge at all. I live on a farm, so that was fun. And then it was also fun that we filmed so close to my home that I got to, you know, I got to go back and forth, which never happens.
Oh, yeah. Because it's home, Tennessee?
Yes.
Yeah, so you're right. You were able to shoot up a little bit in your home. That's great.
Yeah.
What was the shooting time period for you guys? How long did it take? Of course, they did part of it in Georgia?
Yeah, like, gosh, I'm trying to think. How long they were filming. I don't really know. I mean, they took a whole probably. You know what? I can't even guesstimate because I don't know how long they were filming.
That's right. Yeah. So, what are you most excited about for people to see in this movie? Like, I enjoyed it because I grew up with it, but, you know, the generation, next generation, they don't necessarily all understand or get Westerns as we do. So what are some of the things that you are really excited about families and people seeing in this movie?
Well, for the people who have never seen a Western, we're hoping to grab their attention, and hopefully, you know, if more people want to see Westerns, they'll make them, you know, I mean, so I think we just really have to capture the essence of what was so great about Westerns. I mean, everybody loves a good cowboy story, and I would love personally to see them brought back. I mean, I just, you know, I love everything about them. So I hope that we can capture all of the really, really fun things about the Westerns, and I hope that we put it kind of all in one movie for people so they can fall in love with it and hopefully voice their opinion, and maybe Hollywood will start making more of them.
I enjoyed it, Jill. It really was very heartfelt, and it looked authentic. It wasn't like over made up or overdone. It felt very real, which is what I enjoyed a lot about it. And it just felt very family oriented, like you said, your daughter can watch it and you don't have to worry about it.
Exactly.
So I enjoyed that. So, well, Jill, I truly appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your day to spend a little time with us to help us talk about The Legend of 5 Mile Cave. And it's exciting that they have a Western going out, and I really appreciate your performance in it, and thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. I hope you have a good day.
You too. Talk to you soon.